Okay. Let's see.
Did I take care of your question regarding the villagers?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Let's see where I'm at. Okay. I have a question about... Okay. Like in combat, you know how you see movies today about Vietnam and stuff? Are those accurate depictions, do you think?
Well, they're accurate, and they can only be accurate to the one that's watching. By that I mean, I'll use myself as an example. I went to see, you know, my wife went with me to see Platoon.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Full Metal Jacket. I've seen, I don't know, one or two others. But the one that I would say depicts real life emotions, fear, is Platoon.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's a part of Platoon that I personally never experienced, and that was the when the part of the movie showed the rear or whatever portion of it was. I don't remember exactly now what it was, but anyway, they got overran by Viet Cong. Now, I'm not saying I've never seen a place get overrun, because I have.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually, from a distance at night, watched a firefight, which is when a firefight means their enemies attacking and we're fighting them kind of thing. That's a firefight. And anytime there's an exchange of bullets,
mm-hmm.
it's firefighting. And this was one hellacious firefight one night. And we were dropping mortars on top of our position.
Mm-hmm.
And things were on fire, and you could see it. I mean, it was, you could see what was going on. But we didn't know at the time they were getting overrun.
Mm-hmm.
But they were. The Viet Cong get all doped up on drugs and opium or whatever, and they would actually tie satchel charges to themselves, which are bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And they would get all doped up and just charge positions and cut the barbed wire, the concertina as it's called, and throw these charges and blow stuff up. And I was with one of the guys that lived through that. A couple of weeks later, we were drinking a beer, of course, in this hooch. And one of the scouts that was with me challenged him for some reason. I'm not sure why, but I'll never forget it. He laid his fingers on the floor, and there was a hammer laying nearby, and he told the guy to pick the hammer up and hit his fingers. But he didn't think he'd do it. He didn't think he had the guts to do it. And this guy got a look on his face like he was just a monster. His emotions were so moved by the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But he took that hammer, he beat those, I had to take the hammer away from him. He beat that guy's fingers. Blood spurted everywhere. I mean, it was just stupid stuff like that you would see going on. That same guy killed a little baby after I was moved in and left. Daddy had sent him a pistol in the mail somehow, and he got it and said he got a kill with it. There was another guy over there that said he was taking a little bit of pride in killing a small child. Stuff like that went on. Anyway, what was your question? As I said, I get off on a tangent sometimes.
Oh, no, I was asking about, like, movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Platoon is without a doubt, even though, as I said, I personally have never been at a location that was overrun. I got to one day after it had been overrun,
mm-hmm.
But I was not there at the time it happened. I had been at locations that had been overrun numerous times, and I had served out of that geographic area.
Mm-hmm.
So, but platoon is probably in terms of the emotion that I felt is probably the best. I really felt like I was there again when I saw the movie on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it really pulled emotions out of me that I thought I had pushed back and continually tried to push back. There's a lot of things I'm not proud of that I did while I was over there, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things I wished. Of course, I did what I thought was right at the time, but where I'm at now and all, there's some things I wished I had not done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm sure many people feel that way.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The big difference between being 18 and supposedly grown up and being able to handle all that crap than it is at my age now, at 45. I can look back now and, of course, you know, it stands to reason. Big difference. But anyway, that's...
Okay. Let's see. Well, we've already pretty much answered. I was going to ask you about what are your thoughts about the controversy of the involvement of the United States in Vietnam. Yeah, okay, like, you know, being in Vietnam started this whole movement over in the United States. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. Movement, okay, there's two movements. One of which was the hippies, the hippie movement in the 60s. And the people that fled the country and went to Canada so they wouldn't have to go to Vietnam because they were opposed to the war. And the other movement that I think of is political movement in terms of Johnson, Nixon type things. So now, which one of those are you referring to?
Johnson and
the
Nixon.
Political things?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be real candid with you. I never really knew, and even now I don't consider myself an expert in anything, certainly, but I did not know a lot of the political things that were going on at the time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I got there in July of 68, and I was wounded January the 9th, 1970,
mm-hmm.
in my second tour. And I ended up in about 1980 time frame, actually seeing what's available today, of course, the 10,000 Day War,
mm-hmm.
which is a depiction of not just the war and the dead and the hippie movement, it's the Indian whole thing, objection, people objecting to the war and this, that, and the other, and when you're going to end it and how you're going to end it and all those kinds of questions. But I watched all of that. At night, of course, it came on in several series. But I found out, you know, if you can believe that, I found out a lot of things that were going on, politically speaking, particularly with Johnson, who I think personally was such an egotist that, as I think most politicians are, he was such an egotist that he really wanted to win the war. But he didn't know how to go about it somehow. And the political sad part about it is that so many, it seemed to me that so many people were making a lot of money off the war.
Mm-hmm.
People that manufactured firearms and or this, that, and the other. And the black market in Vietnam was just rampant with money. I mean, it was unbelievable. You get anything you want anytime. Drugs, weapons, didn't make a difference. All mm-hmm. you did was make it known what you wanted. And it was those kinds of things. We used to come off patrol, Allison, and be dying of thirst. And you run patrols, and it's 120 degrees, and we used to pay a dollar for a Coke in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cokes that we were buying were our own that were probably stolen from us. And we were buying them back just to get a drink or something kind of
mm-hmm.
thing. And black market, and there was had to be a lot of people in Vietnam, especially. And I don't doubt in the United States, they really made it rich.
Mm-hmm.
Really made it rich. So from a political viewpoint, I think that in retrospect, the whole thing was a bunch of crap. I think that they stopped bombing the Ho Chi Minh Trail, which my second tour, that's where I served at the base of what they call Charlie Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
The chain of mountains that came out of North Vietnam and dumped off into South Vietnam, or actually not South Vietnam, Saigon area. The Marines were in the North Vietnam, okay? The South Vietnam was where the Army was.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it's I just think the whole thing stunk. I look back over it now, and I really, really, I'm not ashamed of having served in the Marine Corps or in Vietnam. I'm not ashamed of what I stood for at the time. But I am disgusted, totally disgusted with how the politicians handled the whole thing. I think it was an injustice to the men and women there that were fighting and doing what they thought to be right. And by the people that seemed back at home really didn't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my opinion of it today. So, you know, different perspectives. You know, long time's passed since I was over there. So, mm-hmm. But that's how I feel about the political end of it.
Because I read a quote from Johnson, and he's one of his quotes was he said that he wasn't going to be the president who lost the war. That's just the way he felt about it. He was not going to be remembered the one who lost, and he wanted to do anything that he could to win, no matter what it cost.
Sure. Well, that's what I say. He was feeding his ego. So he wanted to be the one to win the war. And as I said, I don't think he knew how. I don't think his advisors, I don't remember who specifically was the generals at the time. I didn't keep up with all that crap. But it was just a joke. That became fairly apparent to me as an individual. My first tour, I hadn't been there probably 3 months. And we were supposed to be resupplied by some choppers in the field. Mm-hmm. We were in the bush, and we didn't get resupplied with food for 3 days. So we ended up paying Mama San, one of the village women, the mothers, you know, females, to cook us rice and fish heads.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we ate for 3 days. She brought just a huge old bowl of rice up there, you know. We'd run out of food and couldn't get resupplied. And I don't even remember the circumstances, but for some reason I was in the rear. For some reason, as I said, I don't remember why. A couple of days later, and found out why they didn't resupply us. And the reason they didn't was because there was a general coming in that was going to do an inspection of the landing zone, or the LZ, where the helicopters take off and land from.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want it cluttered with food, boxes, and sea rats. Sea rats are the rations that we used to eat out of the cans.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want it cluttered with that, so it was clean and everything was for an inspection. We weren't the only ones that didn't get resupplied, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just crap like that you remember. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. So, and a lot of people have been killed. I've seen a lot of death, a lot of dead bodies laying around by that time. And I guess I started becoming calloused sooner than I realized.
Mm-hmm.
And just things like that tick you off. You know, you really got an attitude, being real candid with you. You know. So.